You're listening to the Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo.
Welcome, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Loyalty Minute. In fact, this is episode number 100. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm very eager and excited to chat with Michael Epstein. After selling his first company in 2013, Michael served as the CMO of multiple 8- and 9-figure private equity-backed online retailers, where he successfully utilized direct mail to improve customer loyalty, retention, and profitability. He's now an investor and principal at Postpilot, a platform that allows you to send personalized postcards and handwritten cards automatically at scale as easily as you'd create an email campaign. Welcome to the show, Michael. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be here, Rob.
Yeah, so I looked into it, and it is really a fascinating concept. But before we get into that, Michael, let's get a little bit of background about yourself, how you got to where you're at, so we can, our listeners can put it in context.
Sure. So been in e-commerce for over 20 years, started a company back in the early days in 2000. As you mentioned, sold that in 2013 to private equity, and then kind of got into this private equity operating role where I was working with a lot of their e-commerce portfolio companies to help grow them and in some cases turn them around. So I've worked with a number of 8- and 9-figure online retailers and successfully used direct mail, as you mentioned, as one of the strategies we use to cultivate greater customer retention and loyalty. And over the last few years, been focused on Postpilot, which is this platform that allows you to create a personalized direct mail experience at scale for e-commerce and other business people and retailers.
Yeah, I saw it. Like I said, we're going to definitely get into that in detail because it's really fascinating. I think it kind of marries the offline and the online world and, you know, crosses that divide. But before we get there, I ask all my guests, and I think it's important to understand Michael Epstein as a consumer. What does loyalty mean to you? And if you could think of it in a form of like a story that would resonate with our listeners, something that may have happened to you that brought you to a brand and you have an affinity for that brand.
Sure. So I think to me, loyalty is more than just the customer buying from you multiple times. It's buying with the intent and preference to buy from you over and over again. So sure, you can have repeat customers, but if you've created a relationship with a customer that's positive and where you're always top of mind for them and they prefer to purchase from you and intentionally want to buy from you over and over again, to me that demonstrates that you've cultivated true customer loyalty there.
And so I think what sort of brands might you be loyal to?
And sure. Why? So I'll give you one example. And you might know this being in South Florida. So I'm also from South Florida and lived in the Palm Beach area and went to the Breakers Hotel. And this is one of the premier hotels in the country. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful property, and they're known for outstanding service. And we used to spend, my wife and I, before we moved out of South Florida, used to spend a lot of time there. And I'll give you examples that still stick out in my mind today. And the fact that they do stick out in my mind today only, you know, supports the fact that they've generated a surprise and delight experience that's made me very loyal to the brand. So eating their restaurants, and I remember one of the first times I ate in the restaurant, we finished our meal and walked down to where the valet had parked, you know, was stationed, and the car was already waiting for us. And I was like, that's actually just, how did that even happen? And apparently, you know, the maitre d' radios down to the valet station and says, Mr. Epstein is leaving and will be down in a moment if you could bring his car around, without me even having to ask. And that was one experience that had just stuck with me of like, they anticipated my needs. And provided a surprise and delight experience that went above and beyond normal. And that just has resonated and stuck out in my mind. And another similar example from the same hotel was, I was eating, we were served our meal, And there was one thing that I decided to try and it just wasn't my thing. And I must have made like a face when I first tasted the meal. And I didn't think anyone, I wouldn't have expected anyone was even paying attention. But within a few seconds, the manager was standing next to me saying, I just wanted to check if everything was okay with what we just served you. I'm not, you know, I think it looked like maybe you aren't enjoying it. And I was like, again, these are the types of surprise and delight experiences that happened repeatedly at that hotel and have always stuck in my mind. And I will be loyal to that company for life. I will make a point to go and stay with them anytime I'm in the area and a point to recommend them to my friends over and over again. I think it's just a great example of both anticipating needs and providing the surprise and delight experience that has left a lasting impression on me and makes me loyal to the brand.
I couldn't agree more. That's we've obviously the last year and a half, we've been doing staycations and we've gone there four times for, you know, two or three night stays. And it's amazing. It's such an amazing hotel. The food is phenomenal. The restaurants, the Sea View Bar. Gotta love that Sea View Bar with the fish tank as the bar, which is the coolest thing ever.
Yes. Right? Just memorable experiences and great service that stands out.
Yeah, obviously the people are super nice. Yep. So let me ask you this then. Let's switch over to the marketing side because I really want to dive deep into what it is that your company does, Postpilot does. But from a marketing standpoint, you think about your customers, right? So you're serving the B2B2C customer, if I'm getting that correct, yeah?
Yes. Yes. Right.
So the clients that you are engaged with, how do you think about loyalty to them or their loyalty with you as it relates to them and their customers that you're servicing?
Sure. So, I think I've always been really passionate about customer experience and retention, customer retention in general, because that's where profits come from. It's so expensive, as I'm sure your listeners know, it's so expensive to acquire a customer right now. It's only getting more difficult, more competitive, and more expensive that in many cases, direct-to-consumer brands and other types of businesses aren't even profitable on the initial customer acquisition. The only way to really make money is to keep those customers coming back because you're not paying over and over again to acquire them. I think that our mission is to really help these businesses reach their customers in ways that continue to bring them back over and over again. And again, that's what's going to ultimately create loyalty, which is what creates profits.
Okay. So then if you think about, I've heard this a million times being in the business 25 years, that it's six times more cost effective to retain a customer than it is to go out and attract one.
Yes.
So putting some effort into that, is I'm assuming what is your MO, right? You're thinking you've already got these customers. You need to reattract them. So because people fall off, right? We're all guilty of it. You have your life going on. You're not thinking about this particular business every day. So how is it, Michael, that you take the online digital world and then integrate the offline stuff to create that experience to get them to come back?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that one of the key things to keep in mind is like everybody knows now that, your email inbox is just a disaster. I mean, you're getting the average person gets 140 emails a day or something like that. It used to be that your mailbox is where all the junk mail went and your email was like the pristine place that only the important messages went to. Now it's just flip-flopped. So your email is where all the clutter is and the mailbox is actually what you actually pay attention to. And so, we found this successful using direct mail in the past because typically 80% of the people of your customers aren't even getting your email messages because they're not opening or they're not on your list. These days you're kind of lucky if you're getting a 20% open rate on your email campaigns, which again leaves 80% of your customers not getting that message and people, are blind to, the banners that they see on Facebook and in the news feed. So how do you reach them in a way that's memorable and effective. And we've just found the direct mail, like the physical postcard, is something that they pay attention to. It gets nearly 100% open. I mean, it's basically 100% open and read rate. And it's memorable. Like it's something that they have a physical connection with. And then even after the fact, it often sits on the table and people are just exposed to it over and over again. It's not fleeting like digital messages that if you even see it, it's deleted or ignored within a matter of seconds.
I've never even thought of it that way. You're 100% right, because I think right now on my kitchen counter, I probably have 6 or 7 little notes of, you know, postcards from, I normally get them from real estate people, right? You know, yep. this house was sold in your area, things like that. But then there's other ones for air conditioning, refrigeration services, yada, yada, yada. But like you said, once I close my email box, it's gone. I don't think about it. But if I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I look over and I see it, eventually I might throw it out if it's not interesting to me. But how do you think about creating compelling offers, Michael? Do you do that with your clients or do you do that for them or in combination sure. both?
No, it's a great question. I think one, people, you certainly get a handful of messages direct mail pieces from folks that you don't know. But when you get it from a brand that you do know, there's been studies that actually people feel like that's a gift from the brand. They like receiving personal direct mail from a brand that they've actually done business with and know and have engaged with. They look forward, they enjoy it. So, you know, in terms of crafting campaigns and strategies that get them to really pay attention, one is we use one-to-one individualized personalization on the cards. So aside from it being a recognizable logo and you know, a brand that they recognize, we can individually personalize each card dynamically so that it has their name on the front and other custom attributes that you might have about them. And that really gets their attention. And then our newest offering is really interesting. It's actually handwritten cards in an envelope with a real stamp, hand addressed. It uses our proprietary robotic technology that holds an actual pen with like a real ballpoint pen and writes with like the nuance of a real human hand, to where, you know, there's letter variation, the indentation is different, the line, you know, there's the lines move kind of up and down as if it's like naturally being written. It's not perfect, because that's the tell for a handwritten, for a robotic type card or printed card. This right. is like pen to paper, ink blot, like variation to where it is indistinguishable from human handwriting. And when you see, when you talk about flipping through your mail, like when you see a handwritten letter with a real stamp, I mean, you are definitely opening that and you are reading that. And when we talk about a surprise and delight experience that cultivates loyalty and makes customers really, really endears customers to your brand, imagine getting a thank you note written from, say, the CEO or the head of marketing or someone at that company that says, hey, name, just wanted to thank you so much for your purchase of insert product name dynamically. You know, we really appreciate your business. Hope you're enjoying it. And maybe here's actually as a VIP customer, here's a coupon code for what next time you come back. I mean, that is not only getting them to come back, that's probably going to get posted on Instagram because they're so surprised by that. Yeah. It's going to get shared with their friends. And again, that's the kind of thing that it makes me excited because I'm just so passionate about delivering that type of experience at scale to online customers that it's been fun to work on.
How do you get it to scale?
So you do it with our robotic technology. So this can be triggered the same way as an email campaign. It connects to, say, if you have a Shopify store, for example, or natively integrated with Shopify, and you can set rules just like you would set up in a email campaign that says, anytime customer spend makes their second purchase and total spend is over $500, fire off this card, personalize it this way. You just set it and forget it at that point. You can do it as a postcard or you can do it as a handwritten card, but they're both just set it and forget it. And they're getting these individually personalized cards without you having to lift a finger.
So, but there's probably not thousands of people that are falling into that category on a daily basis for one merchant that you're doing this for.
It depends on the size of the merchant. I mean, we have, you know, 8 and 9 figure brands that are acquiring you know, thousands of customers a day, and we'll send, if they want to send it to their VIPs, they could be sending hundreds or even thousands of cards at a time. We have others that are smaller, say, you know, six, seven figure brands that, you know, really want to focus on their VIP customer. So it's easy for them, whether they want to send one or 1,000 a day, it doesn't matter. As soon as you set up the rules, it's just working in the background and sending these cards. Again, whether it's a postcard or a handwritten card, it just fires them off as people meet the criteria that you've set.
So logistically though, Michael, this is happening at your location, obviously not theirs. So you're just doing this as a service for them to send out this particular piece of mail on their behalf.
Correct. So it's done at our facility, and typically it goes out within one business day from the time that it's triggered. In some cases, for example, I just was talking to a company, a supplements brand earlier today, that's a very large supplements brand, and they are going to have 100,000 handwritten cards created and sent to their facility, and they're actually going to stick it in the package as their products ship out. So it actually saves them some money too, because they don't need a stamp.
Yeah.
So it's allowed them to do it even more cost effectively, and they just think it's a great surprise and delight experience for their customers to put a handwritten thank you note in every order that goes out.
Yeah, definitely. I think I saw someone else that was doing it in this subscription business. I think it might have been in the beauty products or, you know, something like that. But again, a handwritten note inside each subscription box each month describing what was in there. But yeah, I could see how they could manage that at scale. That's pretty cool. It's interesting too, Michael. You know, one of the questions that I normally ask guests, and I'm going to ask you this right now, is, but I'm going to preface this with, most people are going to answer it when I ask about the future of loyalty and what it means and what you think it looks like in the future. Everybody else gives a Jetsons type of futuristic look at how things are just going to be completely automated and digital. But I'm going to ask you right now, just to get your feedback, how do you see customer loyalty and differentiation in customer loyalty, maintaining, you know, customer brand loyalty going in the future? What does it look like to you?
Sure. I love the question. I think, to me, this, I'm not thinking about it in terms of like Jetsons, like AI, virtual reality, like kind of that level of future. I'm thinking about it more in terms of delivering almost like a personal shopper experience at scale. In working with, you know, a lot of these e-commerce brands, these large e-commerce brands, what you lose is the ability to just create this more personalized and relevant experience at scale across multiple touch points. And the technology kind of exists today, and brands are getting more, I think, investing more time and effort in trying to cultivate these experiences. But thinking about, you know, large brands that have a wide assortment of product, how do I personalize the site, the on-site experience based on first party data that I have about that customer to kind of greet them differently, show them product that we know is more relevant to their taste, follow that up with email messages that recommend products based on what we truly know about them, mirror that across multiple touch points, email, social media, and custom audiences, SMS, and direct mail is just another extension, another great touch point to deliver that personal experience. I think it's if you can start anticipating customer needs and really providing relevancy and doing it in a dynamic and scalable way, like I think I don't really see that being done that well by many brands today, but it's certainly where I think things are going, and it's very achievable based on the technology we have. It's just a matter of like stitching it all together.
Yeah. So when you mentioned something before about getting something in the mail with my name on it, I saw something and I forgot to bring it up when you did mention it. This is a couple of years ago. I got a postcard that it had jerseys, like football jerseys, and it had my name on the back of it.
That's awesome.
And I was like, that's really interesting at scale how they would do that. But I would imagine that it, you know, with AI the way it is, you could definitely do that for an image to get someone's personalized name to show up on the back of a jersey.
Yes, I'm seeing more and more of that. We don't have that yet for Postpilot in terms of being able to dynamically add like the name to a jersey, but we're that's the direction this is all moving. And I'm starting to see more and more of that as we talk about that personalization experience where that's showing up in like ads that you see on Facebook, where they've dynamically generated these images that have personal information, you know, attached to them. I think it's it's a really cool thing. A little scary, but you know, like with everything, it starts to become kind of second nature to folks, and it's really neat. I'm definitely familiar with what you're talking about.
Yeah. Cool. So let me ask you this, Michael, what sort of actionable advice could you give our listeners who are medium to large size businesses that have loyalty programs? They are looking to attract and retain more customers, mainly retain. I mean, the attraction of customers is I don't want to say it's a completely different animal, but mainly customer loyalty is not generally a driver of new business. It's a retention of existing business and an increase in the production from that group of individuals. So what sort of actionable advice could you give our listeners that they could retain more customers given their experience with their, you know, their customer base?
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. It is a different beast. And again, to the point we talked about earlier, some brands think that they need more customers, but what they really need is more profits. So, you know, if you focus all of your attention on new customer acquisition, that's not necessarily the best way to grow your business. It's really to dial in the retention side of the business first, so that every new customer you acquire is much more valuable. And that's your profits increase really exponentially if you start dialing in that retention piece of the funnel. I know you appreciate that a lot. And so, you know, to me, it's brands like Amazon and others have just have raised the bar and kind of the baseline and what is considered kind of table stakes, particularly in e-commerce. And the way that you stand out, become memorable, and generate true customer loyalty isn't just doing like what's become status quo. Like, yes, prices are expected. Fast shipping is expected. Like, these are things that, you know, they certainly don't stand out in the customer's mind. So the way to really, what I really believe is the way to do it, and especially now as competition just continues to increase, Amazon continues to take market share, is you've got to cultivate a much deeper and meaningful relationship with that customer. And you do it through memorable experiences and surprise and delight, things that are going to stick with them, leave a lasting impression, help generate positive word of mouth, and keep that customer really intent on continuing to buy from you because they feel an affinity towards your brand. Not just that, okay, I placed the order, it got to me in the expected time frame. That's just not enough these days.
Yeah.
So that's what I believe.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to become a meaningful experience to get people to think about your brand and become emotionally involved and attached. Yes. To what it is that you do.
Great
stuff. Well, Michael, we could talk about this all day, but you know, we probably hit the time frame. Most people are going to be putting down their lunch, getting back to work.
Sure.
I want to ask Michael, what would be the best way if someone wanted to get a hold of you for more information on Postpilot? What would be the best way they could do that?
Sure. Email me directly, michael@postpilot.com. And you know, happy to help, you know, just talk about direct mail, give you some ideas on strategies. And we, you know, our mission is to make our customers successful. And so happy to help any way I can and hook your listeners up with a deal on top of it.
Awesome. Well, again, Michael, I want to thank you for your time, sharing your insights. I think it was very valuable. I think our listeners will definitely get something out of it. If they did, I would hope that they would share the experience with others, because as you all know, that's how we grow here at the Loyalty Minute. So to reference this and other Loyalty Minute episodes, please visit theloyaltyminute.com and enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of the Loyalty Minute.